and caused a crash on an interstate in Florida. This is Fox News.
Rich Thomas Weather, brought to you by H&H Carpet. For all floor covering and granite products, see H&H Carpets for the guaranteed best price. H&H Carpets, across from Walmart on the Atlanta Highway. Rich Thomas Weather.
Hi, everybody. We're not quite done with this wet and steamy pattern yet, but there is light at the end of the tunnel soon. Today, periods of showers and thunderstorms again. Locally heavy rainfall in spots. High temperature 87. Low tonight down to about 68. Tomorrow and Wednesday, a sun and cloud mix. Not as many storms around, but still some spotty scattered thunderstorms. High in the mid-80s. Then drier weather returns Thursday, Friday, Saturday with a good bit of sun and highs in the mid to upper 80s. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Smart Skin Spa and Salon is the River Region's full-service med spa, day spa, and salon. Located in historic downtown Prattville, with over 500 square feet, Smart Skin offers over 100 services of all things beauty and relaxation. Find them online or on Facebook now.
From CBS 8 and ABC 32, I'm Jalea Brooks. Two people, including a teenager, were killed Saturday night in a car crash in Coosa County. 45-year-old Monty Ray Jones and a 17-year-old passenger died when their motorcycle was hit by a car on Highway 280. The other driver, 19-year-old Timothy Matthew Caldwell, is now facing two felony charges for leaving the scene of an accident. Aaliyah says they're still investigating the crash. The Montgomery County District Attorney's Office is getting a cold case unit. District Attorney Daryl Bailey says there's an average of 10 unsolved murders a year in Montgomery County. He says he'll soon be meeting with the Montgomery County Sheriff and the Montgomery Police Chief to finalize the details. Longtime professor Dr. Tommy Stewart is retiring from Alabama State University after nearly three decades. The actress has appeared in several films and TV shows, but says her greatest role was teaching. Those are your news headlines this morning. I'm Jalea Brooks. Be sure to watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32.
All right. 1 carat Forever Mark Diamond from Marguerite's Exquisite Jewelry. Our name for the 9 o'clock hour is Mike Edwards. Mike Edwards, you have 1 hour, the rest of this hour, to call us back at 396-5477. Mike Edwards, call us back at 396-5477.
For a limited time, WOW is offering $10 off super fast internet every month for the first year.
Wait, what? Who?
WOW. That's just $29.99 per month when bundled with their most popular TV package for just $45 more per month for 12 months with a 2-year agreement.
That's a WOW win-win.
Call 1-855-WOWWAY2 or visit WOWWAY.com for details. Limited time offer requires 2-year agreement, auto pay, and paperless billing. $10 per month discount applied with any 100 megabytes per second internet service or bundle. After term, regular rates apply. Prices exclude equipment, taxes, and fees. Subject to change. New customers only.
Paid for by Meadows for District 74, P.O. Box 230158, Montgomery, Alabama, 36123.
There is only one choice for the voters of Montgomery on June 11th for State House, Republican Charlotte Meadows. Charlotte Meadows is the only proven Republican. She even campaigned for President Trump in Florida in 2016. Charlotte is the only proven conservative who has fought for much-needed educational reforms here in Montgomery. She supports our teachers and wants to make sure tax dollars actually get to our children's classroom. Charlotte Meadows will protect the Second Amendment and is the only candidate ever endorsed by the National Rifle Association. Charlotte Meadows will fight for the unborn, and she will work with local leaders to reduce crime here in Montgomery. We need to stand with Charlotte because she is the only candidate who has stood with us. When you go to the polls on June 11th, remember to vote for the Republican choice, the conservative choice, the only choice. Vote for Republican Charlotte Meadows for State House.
I've been around a long time, seeing a lot of gadgets show up that are supposed to make my job easier. Digital screwdrivers, hammer 2.0, the new improved nail, now with more pointiness. You know what really makes my job easier? Grainger. Easy reordering, easy inventory solutions, and easy to do business with every time. Gadgets come and go. You want reliability. You want Grainger. Call, clickgrainger.com, or stop by to see for yourself. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
When it comes to their kids, dads don't have favorites. When it comes to their tools, they do. And the Home Depot has every one of them. Top brands like Makita and DeWalt. Exclusive brands like Ryobi, Husky, and Ridgid. Even Milwaukee. With an M12 12-volt 5-tool kit, now just $199. Today is the day for do it. And for dad, with the best selection of his favorite tools only at the Home Depot. More saving, more doing. Offer valid through June 19th while supplies last.
This hour of the program brought to you in part by our good friends over at Midtown Pizza Kitchen. Check them out at one of their two locations, the High Point Shopping Center in Prattville, Alabama, the Zelda Place location right here in beautiful Midtown Montgomery. Midtown Pizza Kitchen, home of the $9 daily lunch special and award-winning pizzas.
It's time for news and views from 9 till noon. Montgomery's conversational radio show. To join the conversation, call 272-9228. It's news and views from 9 till noon, only on News Talk 93.1 FM. Now, here's Baron and Jack.
All right, guys, 8 minutes after 9 o'clock. I'm going to solder these master controls down. There's no reason. I don't know who moved it. There's no reason it should be moved. Our number, 272-9228, if you want to get in again, 8 minutes after 9 o'clock. Dave Mowry, Baron Coleman here after a long weekend. Give a long weekend, Dave.
I mean, I don't know. It wasn't super long. Yesterday was, you know, kind of a long one.
Yeah, you had to get up in the morning.
You get up early and take the wife to the airport, and then...
Why does she drive there for?
Because, why pay $80 for parking or whatever, you know?
In Montgomery?
I don't know. However much it is, why pay it?
That's a good point.
You know?
So you don't have to get up at 5 a.m.?
Right. Well, I mean, there's that. There is that, but, it didn't matter.
No, I get it. Plus, you get to drop them off right at the door.
Yeah, it's just a lot easier.
Yes, and you get to say goodbye. The movie kiss goodbye.
Try. I love you. I'll never be the same without you.
I'll miss you most of all, Scarecrow.
Thank you, Judy. All right. We have some news to get through.
We do.
We have some news to get through.
Big news weekend.
There was a big news weekend. I'll tell you the story that I'm fascinated with that nobody cares about, but I cannot get enough of it because it's just sweet, juicy, and delicious. It's this University of Alabama Culver House.
I was just
going to
say the Culver House thing.
I can't get enough of it. I'm reading everything I can find. Washington Post did a piece on it.
They tap dance on old dude's head.
They did. The Washington Post did a piece on it, basically saying the University of Alabama didn't reject the money over abortion, like Culver House said, or he was the one out there telling everybody. It was a good piece from the Washington Post. But here's my thing. Here's my question about that. I read that piece, and I thought, you know what, that's a good piece. Here's the headline. Emails. University of Alabama didn't reject $21.5 million donation over abortion. Why is the University of Alabama so insistent that it wasn't about abortion? Why are they going to the Washington Post and getting their story out there?
Because the story at writ large is, you know, embarrassing for Alabama or whatever.
Why?
And they don't, you know. I said air quotes.
Yeah, but why would it be embarrassing?
Because corporate speak is basically like there's a similar bill in Georgia, and they had a thing in the AJC this morning about the CEO of Delta saying, like, we ain't in that. I'm not trying to get involved in any of this. Like, all I'm trying to do is run the best airline
just
that I can.
Trying to fly you from here to there.
Because, you know, controversy in any way does not help a large corporate entity. And make no mistake about it, University of Alabama is a large corporate entity.
But here's my thing. I think if the University of Alabama came out and said, we are pro-abortion, we are anti...
Yeah, they're not going to do that.
I know, but if they did,
right,
nobody would blink.
Right.
They'd say the University of Alabama is pro-abortion, we're all in favor of abortion, we don't want abortion restricted, we want laws passed and Supreme Court to uphold Roe versus Wade. If they said that, nobody would blink an eye. People would be like, yeah, okay. So there's an official position on abortion that is developed in the country. You're allowed to have the position that you love abortion. You can't get enough abortion. You are not allowed in this country to have the position that you don't like abortion.
Right.
Not as a corporate entity.
That's correct.
You will be run out of the game. They would lose students. They would get smeared. The NBC, ABC, CBS, their incoming class next year. This is the height of admissions right now.
Yeah.
You know, everybody right now is gearing up for next year's enrollment. You've got students who could still, at this late date, accept another school's offer.
Mm-hmm.
You know, if you get in the University of Alabama, other schools you probably are trying to get into, Georgia, you know, maybe you're a reach for a Vanderbilt or an Emory. But, you know, there are schools around here, Florida.
Ole Miss.
Yeah, I mean,
what's some of the other school we got?
What's some of the other state schools? I'll always give a free plug to Indiana. Great law school, by the way. But no, I mean, those are schools that are in the top, you know, 50-type law schools, and they're good schools, and one school might offer you a little money or a little better geography or whatever. But if all of a sudden NBC and ABC and CBS and Fox News and CNN and MSNBC and The Washington Post and The New York Times and all of Hollywood and Taylor Swift and everybody started dunking on the University of Alabama as a pro-life school and how horrible and awful it was, there absolutely would be students who say, you know what, I don't want to go to school like that. But if the University of Alabama came out and said, abortion's a sacred right in the United States, it's been found in a 7-2 decision, 1973, by Roe versus Wade, the honorable and esteemed Supreme Court found a right to abortion, and we believe that should be upheld at any and all cost. Nothing would happen. Nothing would change. Not one pro-life student would say, I can't go there.
Right.
But if they came out as pro-life, all these pro-abortion feminists and dudes trying to get laid by pro-abortion feminists would all be like, oh, I can't go there, man. No way. I got to go over to Georgia or Vandy where they just slaughter anything. I got to go down to Florida. Yeah, Florida, man, he'll kill anything.
It's true.
That's the only thing I could get out of this story.
And I think it's also like the other thing is that this is a message to everybody else. This is a message to every other donor. Your name might be on here for now, but we can very quickly move you out of here.
Yeah.
And you are not going to dictate what our policies are going to be, and you are not going to tell us how to run this school.
The emails were pretty bonkers, to be honest with you.
Yeah.
An email shared by the system, Culverhouse appeared to be dismissive of the dean and the candidates for an endowed professorship, announced he would be there for interviews, and emphasized his generous donation. Here's a quote from the email. Quote, you seem to think the quid pro quo is I give you the largest sum and commitment in the school's history, then you have no return consideration on your end of the transaction. Thanks for the money. Goodbye. You just were not prepared. I don't know if he went to law school or not, but once you give a donation, you can't continue to cite that past consideration over and over for new requirements.
Right.
You know, that's, he needs to go back to contracts his first year of law school and look at past consideration. 272-9228 is the number. We'll take some phone calls. Who's this?
Brubaker.
Hey, how are you?
Hey, how are you? Hey,
first of all, I got a left register complaint.
All right.
If you're going to do Southern accent,
yeah,
do an Alabama accent, not a Tidewater, South Carolina thing. I mean, come on.
I don't know any other way.
That was weak.
Well, that's all I got. I'm not from here.
Well, it was.
Hey, you don't want to hear my best Alabama accent.
You're not from Tuscaloosa or Montgomery. That was clear to everybody.
Yeah, you don't want to. You do not want to hear my best Alabama accent because it might offend the listeners.
Well, that's why.
Because it'll end with Roe Todd Roe. Roe Todd Roe. I moved to Alabama. I was like, who's this Todd guy and where's the crew practice?
Well, look, what I wanted to call about, first of all, congratulations on your co-religionist finally standing up. I've read that the Bishop of Illinois has barred pro-abortion elected officials from the sacrament.
You know, I saw that.
Kudos.
I saw that. It doesn't have any real effect because...
Well, it does if they actually do it.
Well, that's the thing is, A, the priest won't do it, and B, most priests take the idea that if you present yourself for communion, who am I to say you didn't just go to confession an hour ago?
But I've been to Episcopalian churches where they bend over and ask you if you're confirmed if he doesn't know you.
Well,
I mean, I can't believe that the Catholic priest, that I could walk up as a practicing Protestant and take communion in the Catholic Church and not get caught by somebody.
Hmm. Well, you know, we do our best to.
But anyway, at least he's taking a stand. I mean, you know, I mean, I'm sure a lot of the bishop's got one nasty gram after another for doing it. And so good for him, though.
Yeah.
And he needs to discipline his priests to say, don't do what he tells. But the other thing is that on this whole Culverhouse thing.
Yeah?
I just don't think that the dean of the Alabama Law School realized what a crazy man they were dealing with. And, you know, they could have come out with those emails on day one. I mean, the day that they had this disagreement with him, they could have said, look, we're giving the money back, and here are all the emails, show why.
Well, yeah, but that was before he tried to control the narrative.
Right.
He came out with the thing and said, I did it because of this law.
Well, I know, but had the university acted like Democrat politicians, they would have done everything they could. Because, you know, Democrats can't just disagree with you and say, you know, honest people can disagree, let's just move on and stay friends, but we'll just agree to disagree. They've got to make you bad.
Oh, they got to destroy
you. They've got to make you evil. And not merely mistaken, but evil.
Hey, there's a great article in The Atlantic on this exact issue. It's not just Democrats.
Well, you're right. It's not.
It's everybody trying to virtue signal and show how they're perfect. That you ought to find this article. It was over the weekend in The Atlantic.
Well, I will find it because I've been reading, you know, what I can on.
Well, listen.
And the university realized the type of person they were dealing with, and it released the emails first.
Yeah.
You know, Culverhouse would have just given his money to somebody else, but kept his mouth shut.
Probably. Here's the headline of this Atlantic article. Everyone in the audience should read it. It says, Doublethink is stronger than Orwell imagined. Doublethink is stronger than Orwell imagined. And if you read the article, basically it says the new Ministry of Truth isn't the government. It's social media users who are trying to let their friends know they're more pure.
Virtue signaling.
Well, who in the world pays attention to? I mean, I like getting on Twitter. Anybody's ever seen my feed? I enjoy it. But I don't really know these people. I don't particularly care what most of them think, except for the ones that I actually know.
Right.
But it is amazing some of the people that don't know me at all, and I'm sure the same thing's happened to you, who would just come out with these incredibly insulting attacks just because they disagree with you over what the speed limit should be. I mean, it doesn't have to be anything important.
You should have... I've gone through this a couple of times on social media where the Hive has gone after me for various things. The most recent one, and probably the one that frankly shook me the most... After the young girl died at the Charlottesville, Virginia rally.
Uh-huh.
Right.
All right. I wake up on a Saturday morning to CNN saying somebody had died. And the last thing I knew when I went to bed Friday night was that all the Nazi racist Confederate folks were all going to show up there with their Confederate battle flags and their hoods, and they were going to march through the streets. And so I wake up the next morning and see that somebody died, and I wrote on Twitter, if you're going to play in the street, you might get run over. Right? Had a Nazi been run over or one of these white supremacists been run over, nobody would have thought a second thing about it. It'd have gotten two or three likes, maybe a retweet, and life would have gone on. But because it was some social justice warrior that got run over, I was the most evil person on earth. They trashed the station's Facebook page, and they trashed all this other stuff. You know, to me, you are the lowest sum of humanity if you sit around on social media dog-cussing people.
Yes.
Especially when you don't use your real name, you know, as your handle.
Well, a lot of these people were using the real name, but they were just coming after me. No one bothered to ask me, were you talking about the young girl? Did you have a firm grasp of things that were going on?
It's like, when was the last time you saw people on social media, that crowd, talk about this Virginia Beach shooter?
Right.
You're talking about the black Muslim Democrat?
Yeah, I mean, but it doesn't fit their narrative, so it's almost like it didn't happen.
No, it didn't happen. It went down the memory hole.
If it had been done by a white guy with an assault rifle wearing a red MAGA hat, we'd still be hearing about nothing else.
They'd be marching in the streets about it. Every Republican, every white person would be guilty of the crime. Read this article. Doublethink is stronger than Orwell imagined. It's in the brand new issue of The Atlantic. It's phenomenal.
Well, anyway, work on that accent, and I enjoy your program.
I'll try. Thank you. Thank
Bye-bye.
You. I'll try to work on my accent. I make no promises. No promises. 22 minutes after 9 o'clock. More Dave Mowry, more Baron Coleman, more intellectually honest, philosophically consistent, factually correct talk radio. Right on the other side of the break.
Local Talk, the River Region's only 24-hour News Talk FM station. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Well, I've got some good news and some bad news. The good news is the economy is on the up and up, but the bad news is your adjustable rate is on its way up too. I'm Kim Williams with Alabama Home Mortgage, and if you currently have an adjustable rate mortgage, listen up. An adjustable rate mortgage provides you with a lower rate and payment at the start, but it fluctuates each adjustment period based on financial reports. The better the economy, the better the financial reports, the higher your adjustable rate. Your low monthly payment could skyrocket overnight. Don't be caught off guard. By refinancing to a fixed rate with Alabama Home Mortgage, you can go to sleep with the peace of mind that your rate will not change, no matter the state of the economy. Call my team today at 567-4223 or visit us online at alahomemortgage.com. That's alahomemortgage.com to get the peace of mind of a fixed rate Alabama Home Mortgage. NMLS 1586-368, Equal Housing Lender.
Hey guys, Baron Coleman here for my friend Riley Manning at Riley Manning Painting. When you've been the gold standard in the painting contracting business for 49 years like Riley Manning Painting, you learn a thing or two about customer satisfaction and getting the job right. That's why he offers the Riley Manning Painting Guarantee. You pay only after the job is complete and only after you are satisfied. Every Riley Manning job comes with that A-plus rating from the Better Business Bureau and trained professional painters. Give Riley Manning a call today, 799-1284, 799-1284, or check him out online, RileyManningPainting.com.
I've been around a long time, seeing a lot of gadgets show up that are supposed to make my job easier. Digital screwdrivers, hammer 2.0, the new improved nail, now with more pointiness. You know what really makes my job easier? Grainger. Easy reordering, easy inventory solutions, and easy to do business with every time. Gadgets come and go. You want reliability. You want Grainger. Call, clickgrainger.com, or stop by to see for yourself. Grainger. For the ones who get it done.
When it comes to their kids, dads don't have favorites. When it comes to their tools, they do. And the Home Depot has every one of them. Top brands like Makita and DeWalt. Exclusive brands like Ryobi, Husky, and Ridgid. Even Milwaukee. With an M12 12-volt 5-tool kit, now just $199. Today is the day for do it. And for dad, with the best selection of his favorite tools only at the Home Depot. More saving, more do it. Offer valid through June 19th while supplies last.
This hour of the program brought to you in part by our good friends over at Midtown Pizza Kitchen. Check them out at one of their two locations, the High Point Shopping Center in Prattville, Alabama, the Zelda Place location right here in beautiful Midtown Montgomery. Midtown Pizza Kitchen, home of the $9 daily lunch special and award-winning pizzas.
You and I.
Dave, I was off by a year.
Yeah?
I was trying to play something 1984-ish.
Oh, but Nena.
Yes.
1983.
What about... How did you know it was 83? Could be 85.
Well, because I knew it was an 85.
Yeah.
I wouldn't have known 83 off the top of my head, but...
I thought the 84 was a good guess.
You know, there's an easy go-to if you want to play things from 1984.
What?
There's a Van Halen album called 1984.
That's a good point. It may make an excellent point, which was considerably better than OU812, which was the dumbest album they ever put out.
It's really, really terrible, too.
It's actually a bad album.
It's a bad album.
Not just a bad name, right, but a bad album.
And they came back with Four Unlawful Carnal Knowledge.
Which actually wasn't terrible.
I know, but still, like, you know how cool they thought they were when they put that out there?
Oh, my gosh.
Like, guys.
Yeah.
Look at the spells.
It's going to be awesome. Every 9-year-old in the country is going to want this album. We'll put Pound Cake on it. Remember that song we wrote like 12 years ago and no one would ever take on an album? We'll put it on this one.
Pound Cake.
You remember Pound Cake?
Yes, of course.
I might go out to Pound Cake. Man. It's that terrible.
It's pretty bad.
But you know what? It wasn't number one, but it was a hit. I mean, I'm not going to play it right this second.
Right.
But I am going to go out to this song.
Oh, yeah.
Pound Cake. What a terrible song. Off an otherwise okay album.
Yeah.
It was not a horrific album.
Yeah, it's not bad.
They tried to put out too many opuses on this album. They tried to put out, like, generation-defining songs. It's a little bit like...
Well, remember, because Right Here, Right Now was so big, and then it was in the Crystal Pepsi commercial.
Yes. But not only that, you know Greta Van Fleet did this. Greta Van Fleet actually had a decent first 4-song short play or whatever it's called. And then they came out with their first full-length album and had these anthems that are supposed to be like generation-defining anthems.
Right.
And they're terrible. They're terrible. You know, if you put out 4 number one hits on 2 or 3 albums and you want to try a generation-defining anthem, okay, I'll listen to it. You know, Come Together by the Beatles. You know, I'll hear you.
Right.
But don't do it on your first debut album.
Right.
That's not going to cut it. I don't care how big you were off your first single. Speaking of the Beatles... 7 studio albums in 3 years. They retired before they were 30.
Yeah.
They broke up before any of them had turned 30.
And Ringo's still going. He's got his all-star band now, which is much better than the Beatles ever were.
You big Ringo guy, huh?
I ride for Ringo, man. Ringo's been stuck in God mode since like 1967.
I can only imagine. Since Octopus's Garden?
That's right.
All right, our number 272-9228. This article, again, I'm not going to keep mentioning it, but it's phenomenal. Doublethink is stronger than Orwell imagined. It's in the Atlantic, the July 2019 edition of the Atlantic. You can find it online.
George Packer's a good writer.
Oh, it's an amazingly well-written piece.
Yeah.
It really is. I'm going to read a piece of it, just a paragraph and a half here. And it's not going into the full detail of it.
Right.
Just give you an idea of what kind of a writer he is. It says, The Ministry of Truth, the biography of George Orwell's 1984 by British music critic Dorian Lynskey makes a rich and compelling case for the novel as the summation of Orwell's entire body of work and a master key to understanding the modern world. The book was published in 1949 when Orwell was dying of tuberculosis. But Lynskey dates its biographical sources back more than a decade to Orwell's months in Spain as a volunteer on the Republican side of the country's civil war. His introduction to totalitarianism came in Barcelona, when agents of the Soviet Union created an elaborate lie to discredit Trotskyists and the Spanish government as fascist spies. Left-wing journalists readily accepted the fabrication. Useful as it was to the cause of communism. Orwell didn't, exposing the lie with eyewitness testimony and journalism that preceded his classic book, Homage to Catalonia, and that made him a heretic on the left. And I think right then he realized, wait a minute. Remember what I said last week? Give me enough money.
Uh-huh.
Give me control of these specific industries and I can make you believe the earth is flat. I can make you question whether the earth is flat. I can have your kids believe it, and I can have your grandkids willing to die for it.
That's right.
That's what these guys understood. Start with the press, keep moving. Start with the press and keep moving. It's a phenomenal article that talks about social justice warriors, the lynch mob mentality on social media, And I think everybody needs to read it. I've got a niece who'd been bullied around on social media a little bit. I just sent it to her not too long ago. And I think it's interesting. Some people will use this article to try to bash Trump, obviously.
Of course.
I don't see how you can read it that way.
I mean, people will use anything now to bash Trump.
They will. What they won't use is a nice, clean house, because your house can be nice and beautiful and clean, and people look at that and they'll understand where you stand on your goods. I want to take care of my stuff. I want to make my neighborhood better. I want to make my neighborhood great again. I want to make my city great again, make America great again. It starts with a clean house. Starts with a clean house. A clean house on the outside. There are lots of people that are willing to come in and clean your house on the inside. They'll clean your house on the outside. Auburn House Wash will. AuburnHouseWash.com. AuburnHouseWash.com. You can find them on Facebook. And you can find them on the phone. 826-WASH. Pick up the phone and call them. 826-WASH. When you call 826-WASH. Oh, boy. It's that terrible pound cake. When you call 826-WASH, you're going to get Spencer Mann. He's a great guy.
They're not being subtle here with that drill sound.
Drilling? I cannot believe this song was a hit. We'll be back. 272-9228.
Time. The Joey Clark Radio Hour. Monday through Friday, 6 to 7 p.m. on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV. Get in and get it done with Kawasaki's top line of rugged mule side-by-sides. For work, getting around, or cutting loose, there's a mule side-by-side to fit the way you live. The latest generation of Strong features the midsize Mule Pro MX, the fastest, most powerful two-passenger machine ever. With a rugged chassis and a capable top speed, the Mule Pro MX can go from tackling hard jobs to conquering tough trails. When it comes to build quality, every mule side-by-side is built to last, so you can do more and go further with peace of mind. It helps to know that every mule side-by-side is backed confidently by the industry-leading Kawasaki Strong 3-year limited warranty. So whether you work hard or play hard, Kawasaki Mule side-by-sides have your back. You can find them at Ward's Kawasaki, Highway 231 in Troy, Alabama.
Hi, this is Danny with High Caliber Gun and Pawn. November, we'll be celebrating 10 years doing business in the River Region, and Blue Water Broadcasting has been an integral part of that 10 years. High Caliber Gun and Pawn, we say we are a step above the rest, and Blue Water Broadcasting definitely is that step.
Call us at Blue Water Broadcasting and find out how we can help grow your business. Blue Water Broadcasting, local folks helping local business.
This hour of the program brought to you in part by our good friends over at Midtown Pizza Kitchen. Check them out at one of their two locations, the High Point Shopping Center in Prattville, Alabama, the Zelda Place location right here in beautiful Midtown Montgomery. Midtown Pizza Kitchen, home of the $9 daily lunch special and award-winning pizzas.
The Rich Thomas Weather Network, brought to you by Alabama Wholesale Lumber. Alabama Wholesale Lumber, the best quality building materials in the River Region for decades. From common builds to special orders and local delivery. Call Alabama Wholesale Lumber.
Rich Thomas Weather!
Hi, everybody. We're not quite done with this wet and steamy pattern yet, but there is light at the end of the tunnel soon. Today, periods of showers and thunderstorms again. Locally, heavy rainfall in spots. High temperature 87. Low tonight, down to about 68. Tomorrow and Wednesday, a sun and cloud mix. Not as many storms around, but still some spotty, scattered thunderstorms. High in the mid-80s. Then drier weather returns Thursday, Friday, Saturday with a good bit of sun and highs in the mid to upper 80s. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Get set for your best life, your prime life, when you take advantage of Prime South Bank's great service, friendly people, and amazing financial tools. From free checking to local hassle-free loans, Prime South Bank will get you living your prime life. Visit them in Tallahassee, Wetumpka, and Montgomery. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Mm-hmm.
second greatest Aerosmith album. And yes, Joey and I settled it definitively on his radio show.
Isn't this off the debut?
No, this is off of Toys.
Toys? Okay.
Yeah. Off like, the Toys was three or four, third or fourth album.
And so what do you call the best one?
Pump is fire. It's a great album, top to bottom, all the way across. Coming off the disaster of the few albums they had before that, Permanent Vacation was okay. Well,
Permanent Vacation was like the comeback album.
Yeah, it was
Pump
okay.
Pump was like the real, you know.
Pump was the anthem. Pump was the...
And then they made that dreck in the 90s.
They should have retired at Pump instead of going with Crying and Amazing and all that.
Yeah, you want a hot take?
What?
Really hot take?
Yeah.
Spicy take.
Oh, no.
Aerosmith. Not that good.
No, stop it.
Mildly okay. The greatest hits you could probably live with, and you don't really need any of their albums.
Stop it.
Just saying.
You're kidding. I know, because you think they're just a Rolling Stones knockoff, and you're bothered by that.
It doesn't bother me, because they can't hold a candle to the Stones.
No, I agree with you. They don't hold a candle to the Stones, but they're not... They took blues into rock and roll.
Yeah.
That's not easy to do. That kills me. Heirloom Jewelers, that good. That good. Heirloom Jewelers is that good. When you have an opportunity to get by the Vaughn Road location, Heirloom Jewelers, Vaughn Road, just east of Bell Road, tell Troop Booth we said hello.
Hello.
Why did I go British all of a sudden?
I don't
have
know.
A stroke?
Yeah.
You know, some people have a stroke and they wake up with a British accent.
Or can play the piano?
Yeah. I need one of those. My luck, I'll have one of those where I can't walk.
I know, right?
I want one of the mini strokes where you wake up and you're like, no French.
Yeah.
But anyway, go by Heirloom Jewelers when you get a chance. Tell Troop Booth we said hello. Hi. Hiya. And check out his cases, man. Check out his offerings. He's got some really great stuff. He put up the other day something that would make, I think, just a phenomenal engagement ring for somebody.
Yeah?
This is an antique 1910s, 1920s type deal with every single piece of the wedding band was hand-carved, had diamonds and sapphires. It was just gorgeous. I mean, absolutely stunning. And it's not going to be one of those where your new wife wears it out and people are like, oh, yeah, I've seen rings like that.
Right.
People are going to go, oh, where did you get that? Where did you get that? And here's the thing, too. You're not going to have to pay an arm and a leg because you go to another place, you got to charge markup for the... Markup for the rent on the building, and markup for the salesperson, markup for the general manager, markup to take care of this, markup to you don't pay all that markup. You just pay Troop Booth what the ring's worth, and it's phenomenal. It's absolutely a great, great deal, great concept. Get by there when you get a chance. Troop Booth, Heirloom Jewelers. Tell them we said hello while you're in there. Dave Mowry, Baron Coleman here with you from 9 until your daily scheduled nooner. I know you're a big UF fan. Big Florida guy.
Oh, yeah. Huge.
Big Florida man.
You mean the worst hellmouth on the planet?
The worst what?
Hellmouth on the planet.
What is hellmouth mean?
Gainesville is a hellmouth.
Gainesville's fine. It's
terrible.
Gainesville's fine.
Literally awful, and only bad people attend there or root for their teams.
Well, my stepsister went there.
She's awful. I'm sorry. I hate her.
She won a national championship.
Well, but you know what? So did their football team, and now a second dude on there is a murderer.
Former University of Florida safety Tony Joyner arrested for the alleged murder of his wife.
Hey, man, that backfield was something. Defensive backfield.
Second player from Florida's 2007 football team has been arrested for murder. Muckduck. Former safety Tony Joyner was arrested Saturday in Lake Wales, Florida, and charged with secondary murder of his wife.
So it's those good morals that Coach Irving Meyer has distilled in all those young men.
You know what, though? I thought about this. We talked about it during the break, then I went...
Two murders of 105, not that bad.
Sometimes you got to break a few eggs to make an omelet. You know?
Sometimes you have to get a PCP-addicted, you know, a gang leader from Providence to come to your team.
Man, won three national championships in 9 years.
Yeah.
I mean, sometimes you know, or 10 years. Sometimes you got to break a few eggs.
Yeah. Coach Irving Myers.
Didn't he retire with three championships and like an 88% winning percentage or something?
Yeah.
I mean, just something stupid.
Retire.
We got run out
after
of second,
after protecting that creep.
Well, it's the same thing happened in Florida.
Yeah, I know.
He got ran out.
He's a bad person.
Well, you know... Probably, but he's a good-looking guy. He should have taken the Notre Dame
gut. I know.
You don't have to murder people at Notre Dame.
It's true.
The pollsters will elevate you for you.
That's right. You know what else happened this weekend?
What?
Speaking of murder and, you know, chaos, Bushwick Bill died.
Who?
Bushwick Bill from the Ghetto Boys.
Really?
The midget?
Dead?
Yeah, dead. Had cancer.
Is that the, who's that creeping in my window? Is that the Ghetto Boys?
No, that's Goody Mob.
That's Goody Mob. Better song.
Oh, no, no. Ghetto Boys is
Ghetto Boys with Scarface and then. I sit alone in my four-corner room staring at candles.
Yeah. They have a radio edit.
Yeah. Do they?
Yeah.
Well, might make it on the radio at some point.
It's bananas. Everybody knows that. You knew that beat immediately.
Oh, yeah.
So you're like, oh, yeah, I know that song. Yeah. Bushwick. Rest in power, Bushwick.
I hate that. The, there's going to be a straight pride parade. A straight pride parade.
You know my feelings on parades. See, here's the thing, all right?
Mm-hmm.
I get what they're trying to do here, right?
I know what they're trying to do.
But I wouldn't go to the gay pride parade, and I also wouldn't go to the straight pride parade. Because parades, people that go to them, weird.
You know the name of the group putting it on?
No.
What? Super Happy Fun America.
Okay, wait a minute. Okay, I take back everything that I said. I might go to this parade. I like these people already.
Super Happy Fun America, a group that advocates on behalf of the straight community. I think it's funny. There's a straight pride. There's going to be a straight pride parade in Boston. The grand marshal will be Milo Yiannopoulos,
of course,
who is the gayest person I've ever met.
Yes, who's like,
I love Milo. I mean, he is a provocateur 101. Organizers announced Friday the former Breitbart editor is the parade's grand marshal after they originally used actor Brad Pitt's name and likeness for the event. Pitt said he was not super happy about the group using his name and likeness. The president of Super Happy Fun America told the newspaper, I really like his movies, and his lawyer sent us a letter asking us to take his stuff down, but you know, you're allowed to do satire. The organization later named Yiannopoulos, who's openly gay, as its grand marshal for the event. Milo Yiannopoulos is somebody the left cannot have in the mainstream. You know why? He's uber nationalist,
right?
But he's British. But he's like a nationalist American, but he's British. He loves straight Western culture, but he's gay. He's called constantly a racist, but he's married to a black man.
He's a lot of contradictions.
Well, he's none of those, and he's a deeply devout Catholic, allegedly. But he's born Jewish, so he is a gay, black married Jew who advocates for straight Western from Britain, who advocates for straight Western chauvinism in America.
Huh.
It's a really interesting. They can't have a guy like that,
right?
Because he just destroys the leftist narrative just by breathing. Here's what he said in a statement released by the group. I might technically be a sequined and perfectly coiffed friend of Dorothy's, but I've spent my entire career advocating for the rights of America's most brutally repressed identity, straight people. So I know a thing or two about discrimination. What's a friend of Dorothy?
That's a euphemism for gay.
Really?
Yeah, because like
I never heard that.
So Judy Garland was like some kind of big gay icon. She plays Dorothy.
Really?
Yeah.
That's where that came from?
Correct. I actually only know that because they say it about the dude in Clueless, the movie Clueless. Like he says
the
something
friend of
like,
Dorothy?
Yeah, a friend of Dorothy.
I've never heard of that.
Also, the word is quaffed, not queefed.
Well, I like it coiffed.
Quaffed.
It's the order of the coif. Is an award they give you. The parade is a gift to anyone, male or female, black or white, gay and transgender allies too, who will stand with us and celebrate the wonder and majesty of God's own heterosexuality. Men, bring your most toxic selves. Women, prepare to burn your briefcases because it's great to be straight and we're not apologizing it anymore. We're here and we're not queer. I might fly to Boston just to go to this. And I don't even care about all this stuff. I really don't care what people do in their spare time. It doesn't bother me.
Yeah.
I just like the, anytime there's...
Look.
Anytime people are going at each other, that's fun.
You and I both appreciate good provocation.
Oh, absolutely.
I mean, it's like, especially when people are good at it and they know it and they're like provoking, you know, they're doing it basically just to be... just to get the rise out of people, but right. they're playing them perfectly.
Yes.
I love it.
I love it, too.
It always makes me happy.
That's what we need in life.
Exactly.
That's what we need in life. Our number 272-9238.
Hair Metal Monday.
Yeah, apparently. I have nothing but a good time.
Pound Cake, Aerosmith, Poison.
Hey, well.
I like it.
The more makeup, the merrier. Open up and say, ah.
We'll be back.
47 minutes after 9 o'clock. More Dave Mowry, more Baron Coleman in the same.
Broadcast in all the land. Happy Hour with Greg Budell and Joey Clark. Afternoons 3 to 6 on the River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Paid for by Meadows for District 74. P.O. Box 230158, Montgomery, Alabama 36123.
There is only one choice for the voters of Montgomery on June 11th for State House. Republican Charlotte Meadows. Charlotte Meadows is the only proven Republican. She even campaigned for President Trump in Florida in 2016. Charlotte is the only proven conservative who has fought for much-needed educational reforms here in Montgomery. She supports our teachers and wants to make sure tax dollars actually get to our children's classroom. Charlotte Meadows will protect the Second Amendment and is the only candidate ever endorsed by the National Rifle Association. Charlotte Meadows will fight for the unborn, and she will work with local leaders to reduce crime here in Montgomery. We need to stand with Charlotte because she is the only candidate who has stood with us. When you go to the polls on June 11th, remember to vote for the Republican choice, the conservative choice, the only choice. Vote for Republican Charlotte Meadows for State House.
The best things in life are free, but you can give them to the birds and bees.
Hi, folks. Rusty here for the Health and Wealth Show with David Ernest. And we're still on the radio every weeknight at 7 o'clock. It took us a little while, but we are on TV on ABC 32 and the CW. As a matter of fact, David, he's taking voice lessons. Let's listen in.
All right, my boy, you'll make amends with your exercises. Repeat after me. Judy, Judy, Judy.
Judy.
After labor, you're going to be the next Greg Budell.
You're probably not going to take voice lessons, but you do need somebody to speak up for your portfolio. Call David Ernest at 279-7431. Watch for us on the CW and ABC 32 on the weekends. And don't forget the Health and Wealth Radio Show. Weeknights at 7 on News Talk 93.1 WACV. That's really good.
Noble here with Dixie Electric Plumbing and Air. Join us this month as we donate a portion of our proceeds to Folds of Honor, a scholarship program for the children of service members who died or were disabled in the line of duty. Thank you for your support.
License number 15033.
This hour of the program brought to you in part by our good friends over at Midtown Pizza Kitchen. Check them out at one of their two locations, the High Point Shopping Center in Prattville, Alabama, the Zelda Place location right here in beautiful Midtown Montgomery. Midtown Pizza Kitchen, home of the $9 daily lunch special and award-winning pizzas.
On FM, on your smartphone, and online, the River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Got an important announcement coming up next week. I can't tell you. I can tease it, but I can't tell you about it.
Oh, yeah?
ASE Credit Union. I got some new talking points that are going to go live on June 17th.
Uh-huh.
You're going to want to get over to ASE Credit Union now, sooner rather than later. They have a big, big project coming down the pike, and you are going to absolutely want to be a part of ASE Credit Union. If you do not have an open checking account at ASE Credit Union right now, solve that problem, please. Get by there right now. Get signed up with ASE Credit Union. You're not going to want to miss out on what's going to start taking place next week. So go ahead and get in there now. There's going to be too many lines next week to even get in there and open a checking account. It's going to be too huge.
Too huge.
Out the door, you won't even be able to get in.
No, ASC Credit Union, man, there's 9 locations in the River Region. 4 right here in Montgomery. Autauga County, Elmore County, Butler County, Chilton County. They're all over the place. And they got 5,000 co-op locations around the country. That's about 100 in every state, on average. On average. They're not going to be 100 in Rhode Island. I mean, I don't think there's 100 people in Rhode Island. Rhode Island is just a measuring stick. That's all it is.
Did you know that Baldwin County is bigger than Rhode Island?
Oh, Baldwin County is probably like 7 Rhode Islands. So, that's what I'm saying. Rhode Island is just a unit of measurement. Like right, Lake Okeechobee is like 13 Rhode Islands.
Right.
It's like, you know, the British have stone.
Yeah.
He weighs 13 stone.
The heck does that mean?
I don't know. Why are we measuring people in stones? But then we measure people in feet, which is weird too. So
I guess. Better than that stupid metric system that everybody else uses.
That is the most communist thing I've ever seen.
America.
Except, you know what's pretty cool?
What's that?
It takes 1 calorie to increase 1 cubic centimeter of water 1 degree in the metric system. Which and it weighs 1 gram, which is pretty cool. I'll be honest with you. That's pretty cool.
Yeah.
You know, it's got application. Now.
Yeah, but how many yards are in a mile, Baron?
Well, 1760. our number, 272-9228, if you want to get in. 272-9228. Trump has reached a deal with Mexico to stem the tide of migration. So the tariffs did not go in place today. I was ready to have Tariff Tuesday tomorrow.
Right.
I was going to let them get in place today around noonish, and we're going to open tomorrow with Tariff Tuesday. But the tariffs are not going to go into
place. Emperor has saved us.
The threat worked.
No more tariffs.
The threat worked. Here is what he tweeted Friday. I love that he doesn't do press releases.
Just tweet stuff.
Just tweets. I'm pleased to inform you that the United States of America has reached a signed agreement with Mexico. The tariffs scheduled to be implemented by the U.S. on Monday. That's today. Against Mexico are hereby indefinitely suspended. Big, big, strong measures, according to the Donald. Mexico, in turn, has agreed to take strong measures to stem the tide of migration through Mexico and to our southern border. This is being done to greatly reduce or eliminate illegal immigration coming from Mexico and into the United States. Details of the agreement will be released shortly by the State Department. Thank you. Now, here's my take. The country of Mexico is now doing more to make America great again than the Democrat Party.
Wow. That's a hot take.
The country of Mexico loves the United States more than the Democrat Party.
Mexico.
I can't think of a single thing the Democrats have done to make America great. Not in the last, I mean, just 3 years.
Right.
Name one proposal in the last 3 years to make America great.
Barron.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Frankly, name one thing the Republican Party apparatus has proposed in the last 3 years to make America great. Everything Donald has done to make this country great again has been over the objection of mainstream Republicans and the entire Democrat Party.
It's true. Don T, he's the man.
Unbelievable. You know, we got to watch Women's World Cup this year because the men didn't qualify.
Oh, really?
You see that? The men did not qualify for the World Cup. So we didn't watch the Men's World Cup. Now we got to watch the Women's World Cup, which is like watching syrup ooze down the side of the container. You ever watch women's soccer?
Not really.
You think men's soccer's slow?
Yeah.
Same pitch.
Right.
Same size ball, same goal, slower athletes.
I hear you.
That's my hot take.
That is a hot take.
You know, women, they need to be on a smaller field.
I do like the World Cup, though, when we're in it.
Yeah, but we're not in it.
I know. That's dumb.
Well, here's the other thing, too. They're never going to let the United States win the World Cup.
Correct.
Because that's a communist
sport. We don't play soccer. We call it football.
Football. They call it footy.
Footy.
We're going to play some footy.
The beautiful game.
My, oh, gosh, I put something on Facebook about my son saying something. To me, basketball's always been the beautiful game.
Right.
I know Pele coined the phrase, the beautiful game. But my son made some comment and wrote me a note about not letting him watch NBA basketball one night. It was like early season, like Nuggets and...
like a stupid West
like
Coast game.
Nuggets and Grizzlies or something. And he was like, I'm going to watch it. I'm like, what is this? Anyway, so no tariffs today. Tariff Tuesday has been canceled. Tariff Tuesday.
Until further notice.
Well, it could come back.
I know. That's what I'm saying.
It could come back. I saw Democrats out there saying, Donald got played. He knew he was never going to get the tariffs, so he took the worst deal possible. Here's what GOP Senator Ron Johnson said on Fox News Sunday. Trump used tariffs brilliantly in Mexico. In general, Republicans understand that tariffs are a tax on American consumers. No, in general, we don't.
Right.
You globalist corporatist whores do. And we don't see them in place long term, nor do I believe President Trump does either. He's using tariffs as leverage in trade negotiations. And I think he used them as leverage in this situation brilliantly, quite honestly. For my part, after those news reports were published last week, I called the Mexican ambassador. Ron Johnson calls the Mexican ambassador and says, regardless of what you read in the press, understand if the president is serious about this, there are not the votes to override the tariffs. Take that threat seriously if you know you have to do more. So Ron Johnson making America great again, and he's a globalist corporatist whore.
Well, dang.
But I think he's probably just compromised, and he really does believe this stuff. He really wants America to be great again, but he's been compromised into taking the opposite position. Who's this?
Eric.
Eric, what's on your mind, my friend?
You were talking about the Women's World Cup.
Oh, yeah.
You know, they got a lady, I think she's on the Swedish team or the Denmark team, one of the Netherlands teams. She's laying out of her team. She's not going to play for her team because she wants women's rights.
Okay, good for her.
For soccer, right?
Yeah, good for her. Well, yeah, nobody's going to. Yeah, it's going to be terrible.
Right.
Yeah,
that was my point. My wife got upset because I said, "Who cares about women's rights in soccer? It's an entertainment."
Well, I care about women's rights. I do. I don't care about their ability to slaughter children, but I do care about women's rights in general.
In soccer?
Uh huh. Yeah. I don't know what soccer has to do with it. I do appreciate your call, though, Eric. Thank you. Our number 272-9228 if you want to get in. Cornerstone Managing General Agency, Cornerstone MGA, cornerstonemga.com. Get by there when you get an opportunity. My man Greg Grant over there is doing fantastic stuff, absolutely fantastic stuff with people's health insurance benefits from their employers. So get them on the horn, 356-1502, 356-1502, or check them out online, cornerstonemga.com. If you're an employer or an employee or a manager or an owner or something, you need to get on the phone with them. Need to get on the phone with them. 356-1502 or check them out online, cornerstonemga.com. More Dave Mowry, more Baron Coleman after this. On the door, in the round.